This program illustrates using if and else by reading in a number from the keyboard, assuming that it's your age, and making comments about it. So I have a variable age, an int. I print out a prompt, I read it in. And now I just ask some questions. If age is less than 20, well, then I'll say something about that. You're just a youth. Notice a common mistake is to put a semicolon right after your condition. Right after the age less than 20, you shouldn't do that. The semicolon only belongs to a statement, and if is incomplete. It's not a statement by itself. It's a construct. So it's if condition statement else statement. Notice that I can follow the else with another if, of course. It's just another statement or part of another statement which follows the else. So I say if age is less than 20, do this. Otherwise, if age is less than 40, do this. Otherwise, and just keep chaining like that. It works the same in most programming languages. And then there's a final clause at the end, which if you enter a number which doesn't fall into any of these categories, then I will actually verify just for fun. Are you really that old? Because you've put in a number that is 80 or older. Now notice that in this block, in the last else clause, I declare a variable in the beginning of the block. You can do that. Now some people are in the habit of always declaring their variables at the top of the program. But it's a good idea in C, and especially in C++ and Java, to always declare your variables when you need them. In other words, as late as possible. So I'll declare a character variable called really, and I'm going to have you type in an answer to my question. First, I'll print out, are you really that old? Whatever that number was that you typed. And then I'll read in a single character. %C is the format specifier for a single character. So, also notice that I have a space before the %C. That's just in case you typed a space accidentally. You see, the %C specifier will read the next character no matter what it is, whether it's a space or even a carriage return. And when you put a space in a scanf format string, the functionality of that is to skip any stream of white space. So you can type a bunch of spaces to your heart's content before you actually say Y or N for yes or no. And so I'm just being safe here in case that happened. In any case, I'll read in the character that you typed into the variable really. And if it's equal to a Y, and of course I'll compare to either uppercase or lowercase, depending on what you type in, I want them both to match, I'll say, wow. Congratulations. Otherwise, I didn't really think you were that old anyway.